With social networking sites like Facebook and Twitter, word travels fast. Senate Republicans gave only a few hours' notice of the session, but that was enough for angry crowds to form. Some who arrived before the Capitol's close at 6 p.m. got inside. Many who arrived shortly after, like Madison firefighter Stephanie Donhauser, did not.
This doesn't just affect collective bargaining, but it affects the lives of working people all over the state. And as the unions go, so goes the middle class. And I think it's a shame that we're not being let in to have our voices be heard.
The doors were ultimately opened after some protesters overwhelmed officers attempting to guard the doors. But the legislation stripping most public workers of collective bargaining rights had already been passed. Crowds streamed in and occupied the Capitol, and many stayed through the night. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.